listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington, and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. My co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Wow, that was a new mouthful.
I know. I wanted to have a title as long as yours. So we changed our name completely.
Gotcha. Just because of me. I love it. Okay, good. I'm okay with that.
I loved your face. I wish we would have been on TV at that moment because your eyes bugged out of your head. I know. Well, our guest today, though, is Eric Steining, and Eric's been here before. He is with Experience Technology.
That's right.
And they feed all your technology needs.
We do. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. Eric is a guest that we've had on multiple times. I feel like you're on a couple times a year.
Yep. Yeah. About this time of year. And then we generally do something a little bit closer to the Halloween time because of the haunted house that we're involved in up in Indianapolis. Yeah. So we'll get to that here in a few months.
Hopefully. Mark your calendars, though. Be sure to go to the Halloween at
the Children's Museum.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. It's a great time.
They do all the technology for that and
all the video and
syncing of the music.
The scary sounds and, you know, have to be ready for it up there. So it's already in planning. You know, that's a year-round event, even though it only runs for a few weeks in October. So it's a great time, though.
Yes. I'm glad you do that, too. That's such an awesome thing, because I know you give back in so many ways in the community.
Right. Well, we really love to do that. Habitat for Humanity that we're involved in, and as I know both of you are as well, and you know, the business is great, it's fun,
right?
And it's all the better to give back, you know.
Absolutely,
you get so much more.
You do.
So what's going on with Experience Technology? Let's start first with talking a little bit about, in case we have one listener that hasn't heard about Experience Technology. Let's talk a little bit
about
how you started there.
Experience Technology, we're a local business based out of Bloomington here. Our office is on North Walnut Street. We've been in business, we're in our 10th year right now. We started in January of 2006. And we specialize in all things electronics for your home or business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those things, we do home theater systems, distributed music systems, distributed video. So meaning distributed, meaning if you wanted to have music on the deck and we wanted to have music downstairs in the basement and music in the master bathroom, things along those lines. We provide all of that and then give people a intuitive and simple way to control those things. You know, what are we going to listen to?
Right.
You know, this day and age, it's pretty much all streaming of music. You know, we're even moving beyond CDs and, you know, things along those lines.
What are those?
What are those things anymore?
I still have some in my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do not have Pandora in the car or Sirius or whatever they are. I don't have those yet. So, when I go on trips to Greene County, where you have no radio stations that pick up anything, I have to pop out the old CDs.
Oh, wow. Old school.
So that is part of it. Just as far as our sort of inquiry process that we go through with each of our clients is, what do you listen to?
Right.
You know, is it CD still? Mm-hmm. Is it streaming? Is it vinyl? You know, turntables have a little bit of a comeback.
That's always
awesome to get that tactile feel of going through your albums, things along those lines. And we know about all those things. So that's what we specialize in and help people, help direct people in the proper direction to get them where they want to be ultimately, even if it's a larger scale project that they need to do in stages. We try to plan that whole project and then take you as efficiently as possible to the desired end result without spending redundant dollars. So,
cool. And that's awesome, because I think a lot of times people have huge ideas.
Right.
They want to have it all.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yet you really can't afford it all right away. And to be able to do it in phases, I guess.
Right.
And know that you're not duplicating anything during those phases exactly. is important.
And if you're building or remodeling, that's where we can come in and help listen to what your desires are at mm-hmm. the end of the day, meaning the end of the day might be a year from now. It might be mm-hmm. you know 3 years
right,
from now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then we will show you how we can pre-wire the house for mm-hmm. certain things before drywall goes up. We document where all the wires are, and so we know that when the time does come around that, yes, we can finally get to do that home theater right. Space or that media room mm-hmm. or whatever the case mm-hmm. is, that we simply take you know our documents out and we cut the hole in the wall and we put the speaker in the wall and there's no repair to be done. Right. There's no painters to be called, things along those lines. That's really you know what we try mm-hmm. to do for folks. You know, we're a full service provider in that we design the systems, we pre-wire for the systems, we sell the electronics, mm-hmm. we install them, we program things, and then we're there on the back end of it to support it, you know, ongoing.
Right.
We also do security systems and surveillance camera systems, which mm-hmm. are really popular these days. And we do a lot of commercial work as well. So that's a big part of what we do as well.
Yeah, I remember when you first started, and I was with the MCBA, and you were at a parade of homes, and you had the big box system that you display. Uh-huh. Do you remember
right,
this
yeah,
huge display
yeah.
that they had? And I loved it because they had a little video monitor, and you could push the button, and the camera would come on, yep. and you'd be able to see who's at your front door. And I thought, wow, that was so progressive then.
It was, but that was, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, now you can look at it on your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
That's
and you can lock your doors from your
yeah,
phone
I love
and
it.
All that
and you
stuff.
You can automate your lights from your mm-hmm. phone, and mm-hmm. you can control your stereo system from your phone
and cooling system.
And that's the biggest growth category that mm-hmm. we're in right now is whole automation. So like I say, we do music systems and we do lighting control and security. We're into motorized blinds now and motorized shades. Again, which have an app that you can control them from your phone.
Very cool.
But then we have a single app that can impact all of those things. So By that, I mean, if you went to your security keypad and hit away, like you're arming your security system in your mm-hmm. home, that would send a command to everything else in the house that indicates the house is empty. If the kids left the home theater on down in the basement, it will send a command to that system to shut off. We'll shut certain lights off in the house automatically, just because the mm-hmm. system then knows that you're away from the home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we want certain things to be in certain states
mm-hmm.
when that's
mm-hmm.
the case.
Yeah.
So notifications and text messages when certain things happen in your house, it's just amazing, you know, what we can do with automation these days. It's almost never is the answer, no, we can't do that.
Right.
I mean, there's almost always a path to get you the information that you'd like to have.
It's just a matter of how much will it cost.
Time and money gets yeah. everything done.
Yeah, and how long will it take to get it done? That's the other
yeah.
thing, because there are a lot of things that, especially if you're building a house, I think when you're building new construction, it's the perfect time
oh,
to
yeah.
just have your house wired
yep.
for everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, definitely.
And we still
definitely.
Get a lot of people that will come in and say, well, wireless is going to be this and wireless is going to be that. And you know, while you have a house wide open or remodeling, new
mm-hmm.
construction, we always recommend to hardwire things. It eliminates an entire layer of potential
mm-hmm.
problems
right. yeah,
and with Wi-Fi and mm-hmm. And wireless is awesome. But we're still talking about getting video from your Blu-ray player to your TV over the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, there's some products out there that can do that wirelessly, but they're expensive. You know, again, it's wireless,
mm-hmm.
which inherently means there's potential for problems
mm-hmm.
with it. So,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. But we try to help people just evaluate all the options that are in front of them based on what they're trying to get accomplished, and we work the plan once we have it established.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Eric Steining and Experience Technology.